I'm thinking, oh, sister, did you not hear a word that I said, right? Yeah. Some people never have a kind word to say about anything, and they are not happy until everyone else is just as miserable as them. Do we know that type of person? Yeah. Yeah. It's a sad life. But you see, that's not the way. That's not the way Christian people are supposed to be. God wants us to be encouraged by the fellowship of the church. Contrary to much church thought, we are supposed to feel better when we leave than we did when we came. And we must be more encouraging as we see that day approaching when Jesus will come back. Do you realize what that means? Do you understand the concept of that? It means that ultimately life is short. We have to live in the now. We can't live in the yesterday or tomorrow, right? We have to live right now. This is the only time we have. Really. This is it. Right now. It's the only time we have. God wants us to be encouraged by the fellowship of church. Followers of Jesus Christ must band together in the fellowship of the churches and love and serve and encourage one another. In closing, I tried to find a photo of giant redwoods that are big enough for cars to drive through. You've seen them out in California, at least in pictures. They're thousands, they can be thousands of years old, but the pictures that I found, the resolution wasn't high enough, so I kind of had to put several up there. It's one of the largest trees on the face of the earth. However, these huge trees have a relatively shallow root system. If these trees were to stand by themselves, anyway, whatever the correct English is, and a relatively small wind came along, it would literally blow them over. But when they are together, even though they have a shallow root system, those roots intermingle together. They weave together. And a strong wind, obviously thousands of years old, cannot blow them down. These giant redwood forests are, the trees are enormous, the forests are enormous, and the weight that is supported by those root systems, but they are all intertwined together, and that makes them so much stronger. Friends, as a church community, we need to lock our roots together and hold one another up and help one another bear the enormous weight of life. Amen? That is what we have got to do. That is my ought today, right? That is my ought. We have got to hold each other up. We've got to lock our roots together so we can help one another to bear the enormous weight we have in life. You see, God has designed us for a system of support. It's called the church community. But you see, not every Christian and not every church community follows God's plan, and most definitely the world does not follow that plan. Amen? Most people in the world could care less about anyone but themselves. So if you want to find a place or a tribe that won't put your fire out, if you want to find a safe place where people care about you, where people hold you up, where we can lock our roots together to hold each other up and help one another, then we need to grow it right here in Warsaw. Amen? We need to grow it right here at First Church. Now I want you to say these together with me, just in review. A church community, let's read them together, where love is the focus. Is that agape love? Is that what it is? All right. Where love is the focus. Number two, that actively shows its love by serving others, that makes being together a priority, and that provides an atmosphere of encouragement. Do you think we can do that? I think we're already on our way, don't you? Do you think we can just continue on? Do you think we can be proud if people say, oh, you Methodists, right? Yes, let's do it. How about one big amen? Gracious God, we give You thanks and praise for this day, and I give You thanks and praise for this church, God. And I ask for Your powerful anointing to continue among us. Heal us, Lord, so that we can continue to reach out to this community. Heal us, Lord, so that we can continue through Your power, God, to encourage one another, to hold each other up. Continue to anoint us, God, and heal us, Lord, so that we can laugh. A lot. In Jesus' name, amen.